Hello everyone, and welcome back to Baking and Cooking is a Blast. Today, I'm going to be making chocolate chip cookies. My brother was craving chocolate chip cookies, so I thought I would make some. Okay, so these are the ingredients. 7 tablespoons of butter, 3/4 cup white sugar or granulated sugar, 1 tablespoon packed light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1 egg, 1 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, half teaspoon of baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1 cup of chocolate chips. And the only direction I have, so the first direction I'm going to give you is preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, and then all the other things I will do step by step as we go. So I'm going to preheat my oven, 350, and everything else we'll just do as we go. So the first thing we'll do is 7 tablespoons of butter, which is just a little bit less than 1 stick. So you should have 1 tablespoon of butter left over after you do that. So let me just peel off the wrapper for my butter. For some reason, my counters are wet, so now I need to get all the plastic off of it, but now it's kind of hard. So I feel plastic somewhere over here. I hate, plastic on butter. They need to think of another way. Okay, feel around it. No plastic. Okay, so my butter is already pretty softened, because you want softened butter. So now I'm going to rinse my hands off, because they're very sticky from the oils and the butter. I'm going to just look at the measurings on my wrapper. And you should see the lines. So line up hands. So about, I'm just gonna make an indentation in my butter with a knife on how many, where to stop. So right here. So now the indentation. Now I'll take the wrapper off. There's an indentation that my knife made. Then I'll just cut that part off. There, put it back in the wrapper. Now put your butter. Ooh, there's a hair on it. That off. Oh, good thing I did that. There's more plastic on it. Make sure your butter has no plastic on it. That is something you do not want in your butter. In your cookies, too. So I'm just going to feel every inch of my butter to make sure there's absolutely no plastics on it. There is not. I'm going to just check the ends. All right, butter's good. So in goes the butter. To rinse off my hands again. Next step, I put the stick of, or 7 tablespoons to be exact, of butter into my KitchenAid, because you'll want to use a KitchenAid for this, because it's very, it's obviously going to be dough, because cookie dough. So the next thing is 3/4 cup of white sugar or granulated sugar, the same thing, just called differently. White sugar. So granulated sugar has 3 names that it goes by. So it's either goes by granulated sugar, like I call it, white sugar, or pure cane sugar, or just cane sugar. It's very interesting how it has all these names. It might be just like a slightly difference in them, but it's the same, basically. So it doesn't really matter whichever one you have on hand. I think it just matters like what brand, because some, like, each brand makes it differently. So I have my 3/4 cup. I'm just going to pour it into my, measure it out. Still measuring. Oh, there we go. All right, I have my 3/4 cup of sugar that I'm going to dump in. I'm not going to dump in all of mine just because I want to add a little bit more of brown sugar than granulated sugar. So it only calls for 1 tablespoon, and I'm just going to use like 1 tablespoon plus maybe like 2 teaspoons just because I like how the brown sugar is in it. Sorry. So that's what I'm doing. Now I'm just going to open my bag. So I need to cut open my bag for the brown sugar. Okay, so I finally got my brown sugar opened. Took a while because it's like a hard bag to open. So I'm gonna get my tablespoon set out. Just rinse them off since they're a little not wet. Just have some few crumbs in it from my last thing. So now I'm going to measure out my brown sugar. And brown sugar is very interesting, because if you want it exact, you have to have it packed. So I'm gonna get it packed. So it piles up a lot and sticks together. So right now I have 1 tablespoon. Now I'm gonna add just 1 teaspoon, since we have that white sugar or granulated sugar. Okay, that is in. Put these to the side, we'll need them later. They're very like sugary, I guess. Okay. Next thing is the vanilla extract. I'm just going to put a little bit of that in because I already put my brown sugar, so calls for 1 teaspoon of it, so I'll just do a little bit less than 1 teaspoon. We go. Vanilla is in. Next ingredient is an egg, but before I do that, I'm going to mix up all my ingredients in there with my KitchenAid. So we will mix that up really well. Make sure to cover. Make sure to put your hands on the side of the bowl, because the sugar with the butter will just be flying everywhere. It smells really good. Okay. Now that that's like mixed up a little bit, just have it on low speed for a second. I'm going to add the 1 egg. And I'm gonna crack it in a bowl first in case I get any shell. So then I can easily get the shell out rather than in the mixture. So I'm just going to crack this egg. Hopefully with no shell. Oh, I got a tiny bit of shell in it, but it'll be easy to get out. Let me just throw this away. first try. That's like a miracle. So usually I have to fish and fish and fish. It's raw eggs, so I'm gonna wash my hands. Afterwards, the egg does not need to be beaten or any of that fun stuff. It just has to thrown in. So now that I wash my hands, I'm going to pour that into the mixture of the butter, sugar, the vanilla. In goes the egg. Now we are going to add in the flour. So I need to grab my jar of flour. My flour in the jar. And you need 1 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour. Let's get my 1 cup. And my 1/4 cup. Yeah. Just rinse them out a little bit. Baking and cooking is very fun to do, especially in quarantine. It gives you something to do. And then at the end, it gives you something delicious. So I recommend it. My 1 cup is dirty, so I'm just going to do 2 half cups because my half cup is clean. So I'm going to add in my flour. Calls for all-purpose flour. Just gonna do scoop it. Put in 2 half cups because my 1 cup's dirty. Okay, so now I have 1 cup in and I need to add my 1/4. Okay, now my flour is in, and I need my baking soda. So let me grab baking soda, and we need 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda. 1/2 teaspoon. I recommend, if you have like a box of baking soda like I do, I recommend putting it in like over a bowl because it's where my baking soda comes out is bigger than my actual tablespoon or teaspoon. So more comes out than what you would want. All right, my baking soda is in. Now I just need my salt. And we need 1/4 teaspoon of salt. I would recommend doing, if you have like a, not a box, but a, not a can, but like a can shaped, bigger than a can though, thing of salt, then I recommend putting it over a bowl as well, because you don't want to add too much salt, because you don't want your cookies to be salty. So I'm gonna put away my salt because it's big and it's taking up a lot of influence. I'm also gonna put away my flour because that's taking up room. Hands off. So now that I have everything in except my chocolate chips, I'm going to stir it up, mix it up in the KitchenAid until it's like dough. Right now my dough is starting to form, but don't worry if it's like crummy a little bit. It's just gonna be like that, like it's not together. But keep mixing, it'll get to be dough. Now that my dough is completely formed and combined, I'm going to add my chocolate chips. And I'm adding a whole entire bag because mine are very mini. And for another thing, my family likes our chocolate chips very chocolatey. Just need to get a taste of the chocolate chips first. They're very delicious. All right. Here you go, chocolate chips. Okay. Now, stir up your dough until the chocolate chips are combined and it looks like you want your cookie to be. Alright, so now that my dough is good and my chocolate is well in there, I'm going to get all the dough off my whisk and take my whisk off of my mixer. Okay. Now I have a beautiful dough and I have a cookie pan, but you might need more. Like, I have 3 cookie sheets out, but you might need more than one. So, I have my cookie sheet greased, and you only have 1 grease, but I'll grease more if I need it, which I probably will, so now, well, go ahead and grease it, but if you have a cookie ball, like a cookie dough ball scooper, that'd be easiest, but I don't have that, so I'm just gonna use a spoon. And my brother I'm making these for him, and he wanted regular size chocolate chips. So, not too big, not too roll it into balls. Okay, now keep doing this until you don't have enough cookie dough to make another cookie and put it on the cookie sheet. All right, so I put my first batch of cookies in the oven at 350, and it said and you want to bake it for 9 minutes or until they're puffy and have a little bit of brown on the top and edges. So let that cook and put the rest of our cookies in the oven. I am going to need at least 4 cookie sheets, so if you don't have 4 cookie sheets on hand and 1 big cookie sheet, use that. I just took my cookies out of the oven and they smell delicious. So we'll let them cool and we'll taste them and let you know how they are. Me and my family have eaten some of the cookies, so I'm going to tell you how they are. I promise the next episode I do, I will do a review with my family members and/or friends. The cookies were really good. I definitely recommend eating them as soon as they come out of the oven, or if not, heating them up afterwards, because getting the gooey chocolate chips in the middle was awesome. I also definitely recommend adding 1 bag of chocolate chips in, because it just makes it a lot more chocolatey and a lot more gooey. The cookies were really good, and I will put the I'll put the recipe on my website as soon as I get a chance. So if you like listening to Baking and Cooking's a Blast, please subscribe and send a audio message to me so I know how you like it or what I need to change, and also that might end up on a future podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. This is Baking and Cooking's a Blast.